This was done al pi the Novi. Rashi says, Chagai Chayim Malachai, Hoyushom, V'yapi and Ruach HaKadosh Osu, V'yain Tam B'Dovah, there's no real reason. Again, like Halacha from the Novi, that they said that the lechem that was pnim, closer inside to the yam, that one is Nechal, and the one that's chitz on the outside one, that one is Nisrefes. Alright, stop there.
Yeah, that's Tevzayin, Omer Aleph, on top. Tevzayin. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Shloi Nasis B'Cholelu. If you do not do all these things that the Mishnah says, that means when you want to add on to the Yerushalayim, to be Mekadeshit, or add on to the Azara, that you have to have a Melech, a Novi, or a Ritumim, to Shibim Tekenim. So it says, Loshno B'chol Elu. So Gemara says, Itmar learned like this, Rav Huna Amar B'chol Elu Tanan, that you need all these things, the Mishnah says, you need every one of them to make a Kiddush on the Mokam HaMikdash, or the Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amano B'yachas M'chol Elu. It's enough to have just one of these things. If you only have the Zekanim, the Bez Nagodo, that's enough. Just the Melech, just the Novi. And the difference would be, when Ezra came up to be Mekadesh, the second, Beis HaMikdash, by Ezra's time, he did not have the Urim V'Tumim. So if you hold, you need everything in the Mishnah, it's not possible for him to be Mekadeshit, because they did not have the Urim V'Tumim. But if you learn like Rav Huna, it's enough. Like Rav Nachman, it says, Diachas Mekolelu, it's enough just to have one of these things. So in Bashas Ezra, they have the Melech, the Novi, and the Shiva Zekanim. They're only missing the Urim V'Tumim. So, it's like this. Rav Huna Omar B'chol Elu Tanan, you need all these things, that it says in the Mishnah. You need the Urim V'Tumim to make a Kiddush on Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. If so, how could Ezra be Mekadosh to Mokom the second time? There was no Urim V'Tumim. Kisava Rav Huna holds that Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Losa Lavoi, that the first Kedusha that David made is still here. That Kedusha never went away. So some say the Ezra Zeche Bialmu the Ovid. Really, when Ezra went to the Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash, now he did not have to do it. It was only Stama Zeche Bialma what he did. But Rav Nachman holds the Achas Mekolelo Tanan. He holds no. If you want to make a Kiddush now, it's not just one of these things. Why? Because Kesavra, he holds that Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shayta V'Loi Kitcha L'Oza Lovoi, that the first Kedusha that David and Shlomo put was not forever. It was only because when we had the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes up after the Churban Abayis Rishon, the Kedusha goes off. So now when Ezra came up, he added the Mekadosh a second time. The Ezra Kedusha Kodesh. Ezra put a Kedusha on the Mokum of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Even though B'Shas, the Beis HaMikdash Hashem, by Ezra's time already, he did not have any more the Urim V'Tumim. Still, you could do it, because it's Achas M'Kolelu Tanan. The other one says, Eisvei Avakasha. Eisvei Rav Nachman. Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Shloi Nases B'Cholelu. It says, if you're missing one of these things, it's no good. The Mishnah says clearly B'Cholelu. So Rav Nachman answers, says to me, learn in our Mishnah, the Achas M'Kolelu. If you don't even have one of these things, you cannot do it. Toshima says, Abishol Oimer, Shnei Bitzoyin Hoya Bar Mishcha. On the Harazesim, on this slopy mountain, there were two like meadows there. Tachtoina, the bottom one, Velioina, the top one. Tachtoina, the bottom meadow, the grass is there, is Niskatsha B'chol Elu. It had its Kedusha from the first Kedusha, from Shlomo Melech, that it had all the Urim V'Tumim was there also. El Yoyna, though, the top part of this Harazesim, the top part of the mountain, it slopes up, it goes further out of Yerushalayim, Loynes Kachav Cholelu. That was not included in the first Kiddush when they made the Kiddush around Yerushalayim. Ela, rather, what happened? Beyoyla Goyla, when they went up and Ezra came up, Shloib Melech, Bishloib Urim V'Tumim, they did not have a Melech then, and did not have a Urim V'Tumim then. That comes up, it's a Shiloh at the top part of the mountain, has Kedusha or not. If you hold like Rav Huna, there was no Kedusha on the top part of the mountain. If we had no Kedusha from the first Kiddush, and the second one didn't have a Melech and Urim V'Tumim. So it's like this. Now, Tachtoin at the bottom part of the mountain of the Harazesim, Shoyes of Kedusha, the Gemura, that had its real Kedusha. From the first Kiddush, from David's times, So Am Yoretz Nechnosim L'Shom. Now Morris would walk there. Be Oichlen Shom Kotchim Kalim. So they would eat there the Kotchim Kalim. Avloy Meister Sheni. They would not eat there the Meister Sheni. And Rashi explains that the Amoratim were very makbid upon Meister Sheni Tibur in Yerushalayim, and they had a doubt whether outside Yerushalayim they would not eat it. Since you have to say Vidu Yonet, they didn't do anything wrong, they were very makbid. So they did not even eat the Meister Sheni on the bottom part of the Harazesim. V'chaverim, people that were more chaver, tamachachem, oichlim shom kochim kalim, o Meister Sheni, they knew the halacha, that the bottom part of the Harazesim is really part of Yerushalayim. It has the Kedusha from the first Kiddush, and therefore you're allowed to eat there your Meister Sheni. But El Yoino, the top part of this Harazesim, Shloi Hois, the Kedusha, the Gemura, that did not have the Kiddush from the first time from David. That does not have a real Kedusha Yerushalayim. So therefore, Amoretz, Nechnosim Shom, Yechlim Shom, Kochim Kalim. The Amratzim, they did not know better, so they went up there and they used to eat the Kochim Kalim there. Avoloi Meister Sheni. But for some reason, by Meister Sheni, they're very makbid. They're afraid of the vidu they had to say. They were makbid to eat Meister Sheni only in the real Yerushalayim. But the chaverim, people that know the halacha, and oichlim shom, they did not eat there loy kochim kalim v'loy Meister Sheni. Because it did not have its real Kedusha, the top part of the Harazesim. So the question is, how come they were not Mekadish, the top part of the Har? The answer is, it says clearly like Rafuna here, that Shein Moisif and Alir, because Allah is not allowed to give new Kedusha to Yerushalayim, the Al-Hazoros, or onto the Beis HaMikdash, Ela b'melech, if you have a melech Yisrael, v'novi, v'rum v'tumim, v'snehejish shalayin aleph, u'v'shtei toides, and you have to have the two lach mei toide we had before, the chomets, u'v'shir, and you have to sing the special psukim. So, and they did not have the urum v'tumim v'shas Ezra, so therefore they were not able to be mekadish at top part of the har. So the question is, v'lo mekitshu, why were they mekadish it at all? What's the question? Lo mekitshu, ho'amar to lo kitshu. You're just telling me the top part of the har does not have kedusha. You're not allowed to eat your Meister Sheni there. Elo, the question is true, but lo machnisu, why did they put the chayma, the new wall around Yerushalayim, they put it around the whole har hazeitim. Like if the top part of the har does not have kedusha, so why did they make people mistaken? Why did they put the new wall around the har? It should have been in front of the har. So my answer is, it was the open part of Yerushalayim, and we're afraid the enemies may come in to try and capture Yerushalayim. Therefore, the chayma to protect Yerushalayim had to be around the Harazesim. But really, it did not have Kedusha. Why? Like Rafuna learns, because you can only put Kiddush if you have a Urim V'Tumim. And by Ezra, by the second time, they did not have the Urim V'Tumim. So they're not able to be meisiv more than the first Kiddush that David put. Zemur says, now Tanoi, it's a machloikas Tanoim. Here it's approved to Rafuna, but really it's a machloikas Tanoim. Rashi says the machloikas Tanoim is whether the Kedusha Rishonah was Kitsha L'Shaita or else Kitsha L'Asalavoi. Like if you hold it's like Kitsha L'Asalavoi, you're going to have to say not like Rafuna, you have to say like Rav Nachman, that Ezra put the Kedusha on the Makam HaMikdash. Most of the Tanoi, we learn Tanoi, we learn like this. The Tanoi we learn. Omer Rebbe Lezer, Blessed says, Shemati, I heard, that when they were building up the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, so when they were building in the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, also Kloyim, they put curtains up first, Leheichal, in the Heichal, Ukloyim Liazorus, they also put curtains around the Beis Hamikdash to make the walls like other Beis Hamikdash in the meantime. And the Havminer is, because the first Kedusha was Batla, and now if you want to bring Kabonis, you have to have a Binyan. So in order to be able to bring Kabonis right away, they put the kloyim, they put the curtains up to give it a shame binyan. Ela, what's the difference between the two? Shebeheichal boinim mibachutz. And the heichal used to put the curtains, and they would build, the workers would be outside the curtains, in order not to have enjoyment from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uvazoros, when they were building though, the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, boinim mibifnim, there it's okay, they were inside the curtains. But the Havminer is, Reb Lezer holds, that you need these curtains to give it a shem binyan, to give it a shem kedusha now, that the first kedusha was bottled. So you see, loy kitsha lasa lavoy. And therefore now Ezra was being Mekadesh to Beis HaMikdash. Omer Rabbi Yishuv Yishuv said back to him, Shemati, I heard over that Shemakriv and Afopi Shein Bayis. No, you do not need these curtains for the building or the Bayis to give a Kedusha now, even though the Bayis is Chorav. I hold that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel HaShayta V'Kitchel Losalavoy. The first Kedusha is still here, and therefore you're still allowed to bring Kabonis now, even though we don't have a Bayis. And Oichlin Kotche Kedoshim, Afopi Shein Kaloyim. You're allowed to eat in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azores, Kotcher Kotchim, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. And Kotchim Kalam, or Meister Shein, you have a Pi Shein Chayma. Even though there's no wool, still you're allowed to eat Machin in Yerushalayim today. This is Rabbi Yeshua's Svara, that the first Kedusha is still here, and therefore you're allowed to eat Meister Shein in Yerushalayim today. So, Lav, isn't it? Nechlad, Rabbi Eliezer Sovar, loy kitchelos alovoy. And Rabbi Eliezer holds the first kedusha was bottle, and therefore now when they're building up the second Beis Hamikdash, they had to make kloyim right away. They had to make curtains right away to give it a shame binyan in order to have a bayis that it could have its kedusha right away. Now, so you see that Ezra was mekadosh to Beis Hamikdash. So that's like Rav Nachman's svara that you do not need the Ur v'tumim to give kedusha. So more so chutz machlokes hanoyim. So more says no. Omale Ravin l'Ravashi. Mima, who told you this? Dilma, the kula yalma kedusha rishon kitchel shaita v'kitchel los lavoi. It could be even Rebbe Lezer also agrees to this, that the first kedusha is still here. Omar madishmir lekomar, omai madishmir lekomar. They're only saying over what they learned from the Rebbe. How exactly did they build the Beis Hamikdash? But not that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need the kloyim to give it a shame bias to give the kiddush right now. It could be Rebbe Lezer also agrees that you could bring Kabonis even without the Beis HaMikdash, because the first Kedusha is still here. The Chitayma, maybe you'll ask, if so, Kloyim Rabbi Eliezer Lomeli, why did they have to build curtains right away? Why couldn't they wait until they finished building the whole Beis HaMikdash? So I'll answer you, Litznius to Biyama, stop Litznius. It's not nice that people outside should be looking in the way they're building the Beis HaMikdash. So to keep the fight out, they put up mechitzas, they put up curtains there. So Pasha people should not look in, but not because you have to give it a Kedusha. It could be they both agree the first Kedusha is still here. So this is not the Machlokes Tanoim. Rather, the Gemara says, Elahani Tanoi, it's these Tanoim. The Tanoim would look like this. Omer Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yossi. Loma Mona Chachomim. Eseilu.
Loma Mona Chachomim Eseilu. Why did the Chachomim and the Mishnah Nerechin speak out these cities that were mukav chayme, had a chayme around it from the times of Yeshua, and it's talking about their linya mitzvahs about the yori chayme. So it says like this, Shekesholu b'nei agoyla. When Ezra went up the second time, Motsuela, he found these cities, v'kitrim, and he was mekadosh them then, Hilmashmim was mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi says, Lepirishli b'mama kudoshim ori Eretz Yisrael. Does not know from how they were mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Avo Rishaynus Gemara says, but the first cities, Botlu, Mishabot Loretz, when they had the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha went away. Alma, what do we seek? Sub, Kedusha Rishon, and Kitchen Shatel, Lashkish, and Lost Lavoy. That's what the Bishmob of Yossi holds. For a minute, on this, I have a question. He says, Om, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, he himself said, Tuchielu, Bavad Hoya, was it only these cities that's mentioned there in the Mishnah? Valoy Kfanem, it says already in the Posik and Dvorim, that Shishim Ir, Kol Chebel Argoiv, Mamlechas Oig Baboshin, Kolelo Orem Betsuras, Choyma Gavoya, all these were fortified cities that had walls around them. So it was much more than just those that are mentioned there in the Mishnah. Ela, so it sounds like this. Loma Monach Chom say, what did Chom say those cities? Shekesholu B'nei Agud, because when Ezra went up, Motsuele found these cities, the Kitchum, and he was Mekadosh them. The Kitchum Hashta, he was Mekadosh them now. For the Gemara, is that true? Harmin l'kamon, we say further, L'tzuich l'kdushi, do not have to be Mekadosh them. Mashma, the first Kedusha is still here. Ela rather, Motsu Elu Amonim, he found these and counted them. Floy Elu Bavad, not only these cities, Ela Kol Shetala B'yotcha, any city that comes up, that Mesuros HaVasecha, Shemekhefas Chem Mimoish Yeshua Benun, Kol Mitzvah Elu, Menheges Bo, all these mitzvahs apply to those cities. So Rashi says, Mitzvah Elu means, the mitzvahs of Bot Yerachoymer, Shluach Mitzvahroyim, Shinoisi Migrishayim Sode, to the cities of Yerushalayim. And it ends off why? Because the first Kedusha that David, HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech put is the Eloilam. So it's a stira in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi himself. So Gemara says, Kasha de Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi. So first Gemara says, the boy is saying, one teret is trei tanoi libi Rabbi Shmuel. And the libi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi, so machlekes tanoim, exactly what did he hold? The one holds he held kitcha los lovi, one holds le kitcha. He boy say mechad minay was Reb Lozer Reb Yosi Yomer. He said in Tanya, Reb Lozer Reb Yosi Yomer. Asher lo yachayim, the pasuk says, apol pi shein lo yachshav hoy lo mikredim lechayim. Even though it doesn't have the chayim now, as long as it once had it, mash medusha rishoyin is kitcha lo shayit of a kitcha los lovi. And it's Reb Yishmol that says lo kitcha los lovi. So we're coming out right now that the first machloek is Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, whether you need all the things in the Mishnah, you need a melech, a novi, urim v'tumim, to make a kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, or in Yerushalayim, is really told if you hold kedusha rishon a kitcha l'shaita, the kitcha l'asa lovoi. Then the pshat is when Ezra made a kedusha, he did not have to have the urim v'tumim, and he did not have to have a melech. The Rashi brings down these two things were missing by Ezra's time by the Bayis Hasheni. By the Bayis Hasheni, there was no melech anymore, and there was no urim v'tumim. You do not need it. Why? Because the first Kedusha is still here. However, according to, because otherwise, according to Rav Huna, they cannot make the Kedusha since they were missing the Melech and the Urim Tumim. But according to Rav Nachman, that he holds Kedusha Rishonos Kichla Shaita Veloi Kichlas Lovoi, therefore when Ezra came up, he had to put a new Kedusha here. How could he do it? He did not have the Melech, he did not have the Urim Tumim. And there it is, like Rav Nachman says, Achas Mekulelu, as long as you have one of these things, still it's okay, you could put Kedusha onto Yerushalayim or onto the Azaros. According to Rav Huna, that when Ezra came up, he did not eat any Kedusha, it was only the first Kedusha that was here. It's true, he was not Moisif on the Azaros, he did not make anything wider, he did not make Yerushalayim bigger than it was before, or did not make the Azaros bigger than it was before. Because if he wanted to add new Kedusha right now, he would have to have all the things in the Mishnah. And they did not have a Melech there, and they did not have the Urim V'Tumim then. Say Nechnami, that when Ezra came up, according to this Makron Rav Huna sheet at least, he was not able to be Moisif, any new Kedusha, make the place wider than it was before. But rather, all he could do is the same type of Kedusha, the same Mekoymus that were Kaddish from before, from David HaMelech's times, and Shlomo HaMelech's times, that Kedusha really never went away. So Ezra just made, like we had before, a Zeichel Dover, just to make a Zikaron of the Maisa Kiddush. But not really to Mekaddish it now. All right, well,